You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back. And in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're lighting the fuse on a topic that's far more dangerous than most people realize: fireworks accidents. Every year, over 10,000 Americans end up in emergency rooms because of fireworks injuries, and nearly half of those happen during what should be joyful celebrations. We'll explore why these devastating incidents continue to occur, who may be held legally responsible, and what victims, or their families, need to know when the party turns into a medical emergency.
That's such a sobering number, and what's particularly concerning is how many of these accidents happen with legal, store-bought fireworks that people assume are safe.
Well, let me break down why these incidents are so complex. We're not just talking about minor burns. These accidents can cause traumatic amputations, permanent hearing loss, and devastating eye injuries that change lives forever.
You know what really stands out to me? The way these injuries can happen in such unexpected places. Professional shows, concerts, even nightclub events with indoor pyrotechnics.
Exactly right. And here's something most people don't realize. Even if you're just watching a display from what seems like a safe distance, defective fireworks can send debris flying hundreds of feet in unpredictable directions.
So, what would you say is the first thing someone should do if they're injured in a fireworks accident?
The immediate priority is getting medical attention, even if an injury seems minor. Burns can worsen significantly over time, and eye injuries or hearing damage might not be immediately apparent. But right after that, reaching out to the injury helpline for a free consultation can make a huge difference in protecting your rights.
I imagine these cases get pretty complicated when it comes to determining liability.
That's precisely why having proper legal representation is so crucial. You might be dealing with product liability if the firework was defective, negligence from operators or event organizers, and even premises liability if it happened on someone's property. The Injury Helpline can connect victims with attorneys who specifically understand these complex scenarios.
And these attorneys work on a contingency basis, right? So there's no upfront cost for victims who are already dealing with medical bills?
Exactly. The Injury Helpline's consultation is completely free, and their network of attorneys typically only get paid if they win your case. This means victims can focus on recovery without worrying about legal fees.
Well, that's certainly reassuring for people who might be hesitant to seek legal help due to financial concerns.
You know what's particularly valuable about their service? They're available 24/7 because these accidents don't wait for business hours. Plus, they understand that different states have different laws regarding fireworks, so they connect you with attorneys who know your local regulations inside and out.
That's such an important point about varying state laws. What's legal in one place might be completely prohibited in another.
Let me share something else that often gets overlooked: the long-term impact of these injuries. Beyond immediate medical care, victims might need extensive rehabilitation, multiple surgeries, and ongoing psychological support for trauma.
Oh, that reminds me. I've heard about cases where the emotional impact can be just as devastating as the physical injuries.
Absolutely right. And that's why comprehensive legal representation is so important. A skilled attorney will consider all aspects of the injury, physical, emotional, and financial, when pursuing compensation. The Injury Helpline ensures victims connect with lawyers who understand this holistic approach.
And I imagine documentation is crucial in these cases.
Definitely. Preserving evidence is critical. That means photographing the accident scene if possible, keeping any product packaging or remains, and getting contact information from witnesses. But here's the thing. Victims shouldn't have to worry about handling all this while dealing with serious injuries. That's where having proper legal representation becomes invaluable.
You know what's particularly concerning? The way these accidents seem to be increasing despite better awareness about safety.
Let me tell you why that's happening. We're seeing what I call the casualization of fireworks. People treat these explosive devices like toys rather than the dangerous materials they are. And when you combine that with defective products or inadequate safety measures at events, you've got a recipe for disaster.
That's exactly why having access to the Injury Helpline services is so crucial. They're there when people need help most,
And remember, their service isn't just about connecting you with any attorney. They match you with lawyers who have specific experience handling fireworks accident cases in your area. This expertise can make a huge difference in the outcome of your case.
It sounds like they've really streamlined the process of getting help when you need it most.
Let me wrap this up with some final thoughts. If you or someone you know has been injured in a fireworks accident, don't try to navigate this alone. The legal system is complex, and the stakes are too high. The Injury Helpline is available 24/7 to connect you with experienced attorneys who can fight for the compensation you deserve.